It is another wonderful Saturday on the mighty 790 KFGO professional radio, baby. We love it here on the mighty. Buys a game coming up later today. A big football game, Northern Iowa at North Dakota State. Going to be a full house. In the words of a person like the great Scott Miller, they're going to be hanging from the rafters at the Fargo Dome this afternoon. It's going to be a fun game. That will begin all here at, about noon, I think, after this program is done with Ryan Gellner and that team. And you know the whole routine. Big Bison football game this afternoon. Before we get to that, before you stay tuned in for the NDSU football game, I want to bring in Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, and one of the friends, the only friend maybe, on Tom Wynn and Friends here on the mighty 790 KFGO. Hello, Doug Lear, friend.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, I think in terms of hunting and with the youth pheasant weekend, it's more like ducky weather. It's more duck hunting weather. Mm-hmm. And then I cross-reference in my mind about Bison football. And I think about Dakota Field, and you probably wouldn't have like 19,000 people at Dakota Field if you're playing Northern Iowa.
Well, it depends if Tim Burdon was counting the tickets or not. If you had Tim Burdon counting the tickets, and Tim and I know each other, we're okay with each other. He knows that I tease him about this. There wouldn't be 19,000, Doug. There'd be 35,000 today at Dakota Field.
35,000 people Dakota Field.
Hanging from the blimp at over Dakota. Hanging from the light standards.
I do remember seeing, and I don't know the technical terms of who was there, but like the spotter on top of the Bison Sports Arena.
Yep. Oh yeah.
That little crow's nest that was on top of there. And I always thought, and that thing was facing west. You know, and in North Dakota, probably the second highest next to the Fargo landfill, that perch on top of the Bison Sports Arena facing west had to be just brutal for whoever got stuck up there.
Very quickly, Bison win today or Bison lose today?
Oh, Bison win.
Yeah, how can you?
They're not going to lose until maybe 2017. I'm not sure who's going to beat them. Maybe they got another big FCS or BCS team coming up like in 3 years again, don't
Iowa
they?
In a couple of years.
Maybe, possibly then.
But Craig Bohl and Gene Taylor are cagey enough that they've looked down the road and they know Iowa's probably going to be down that year, so that'll be an NDSU. They're good at forecasting.
They've only got 3-star recruits from the 8th grade signing class coming up in 2017, exactly. So we'll plan that.
Before we talk about hunting, pheasant season, waterfowl season, all those things. I quickly, because you and I are both fans of fall colors, this is the peak weekend. This is,
yep.
I mean, I know the weather's going to be crummy today. It's not going to be very nice tomorrow, at least in terms of temperature.
Right.
But this is the peak weekend. The McFeelys are planning tomorrow to go to Itasca State Park for an annual pilgrimage to the great northern Minnesota woods. I've checked the websites. I've talked to the DNR people up there. They said, this is it. Maplewood State Park having its leaf days this weekend, today and tomorrow. They have, you know, ice cream, hot dogs, all that stuff at Maplewood. You're a North Dakota guy. Cheyenne River Valley, wonderful right now.
It is. Cheyenne River Valley. And it's one of the things about the North Dakota colors is you don't got a lot of options. I mean, you can look at your tree in the backyard, but the Cheyenne River Valley, the sandhills, when you get south of Kinnert, are beautiful right now. They are absolutely gorgeous. And with the wind and the cold and the rain, definitely, as you said, the window is shrinking. My mom and dad, I just picked them up yesterday, and they went out to Maine and Vermont. And
oh, really?
For not just specifically a leaf tour, but that was part of it. That was part of it, was checking out the fall colors of New England. And I asked them, I was kind of joking. I said, well, so is it better than the Cheyenne Valley? And the deadpan was, well, red is still red, whether it's in New England or in Barnes County, but the draw, the big difference, obviously, and it doesn't take Dick Tracy to pick that out, is that, I mean, it's everywhere. It's hours and hours and hours of driving versus a half hour from Valley City down to Catherine.
But I'll make this argument. And I'm a Minnesota guy, and I love going to Itasca and Maplewood, but one of the attractions of the drive from Moorhead to Itasca is Highway 34, where you have a mixture of the trees and then you have the prairie and then you have maybe a cornfield that's now getting brown and then you have the harvested wheat field. Same thing with North Dakota. It's even better North Dakota because you have the mix of the gorgeous trees with the hills and the colors of the prairie grasses changing and the blue sky. And I'm into this. I love fall colors. I love this time of the year. You can tell that. But it's all...
You play bridge too?
No, I don't.
Watch The View?
But I drink coffee and watch morning TV.
Watch The View?
Wow, really?
Well...
I mean, come on.
Isn't that what people... I'll quit.
I'm an old woman now?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, yes, you did.
I didn't ask you a simple question. Did. Mike McFeely, do you watch The View? Simple. Nothing insinuated. Nothing... I'm not trying to imply a thing at all.
Anyway, I like Fall Colors. North Dakota's your place. Whatever. I like Fall Colors.
That's good.
Wow.
No,
that's okay.
And you're right. You're right because if you appreciate North Dakota colors for what they are, one thing that I've enjoyed is when you get to the east edge of Valley City heading west and you pull past the North Dakota Winter Show and you can start to see the valley unfold, is you do have that backdrop. Mm-hmm. Of the clouds and the crops and the sun and the combination of that together with the beautiful wind tower. No, that's not part of the... That is, you see that on the north side. It's like, oh, and we got the wind towers too.
Nice. You watch the birds dropping from hitting the turbines. And it's just not quite, a big pile not quite of dead that birds bad. At the bottom. It's great.
But the reality of it, and I honestly know the hardcore hunters... They enjoy that too. The difference is they don't. They're not specifically going to look at the colors. They're going to different kinds of colors. They're going to look at the beautiful mallards and the pintails. And then by the way, hey, that is kind of cool to see that when the sun comes up and you're in the cattail slough. There's colors in the slough. There's colors in the fields. And this is the time of year, Mike.
Let me add one more wrinkle before we move on. The sounds. If you're in a duck slough in the morning and the sun's coming up and all the colors are there and you have the sounds.
Nicely done.
You have the cattails rustling. You have maybe the leftover red-winged blackbirds in the cattails, and then you have the whistling wings of the ducks or the geese. It's all the whole experience. That's
I don't mind hearing a combine too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Often.
I don't need to hear the buzz of interstate just churning and churning and churning, but to hear or when you can hear the pickup truck stop, the truck door close. A little bit while later, the farmer climbs into the, and you can hear it fire up and get ready to go. That's not so bad either, Mike.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Doug Lear, our guest here on Mike McFeely Outdoors, just about a minute left in this segment. Very quickly, Doug, in a minute or two, waterfowl migration looking good right now in North Dakota. It's got to be, right?
It has been because we haven't had that major system push birds out from the local side. The weather, again, I know southwestern North Dakota dealing with a little stronger weather pattern than what we've had in the central and the east central part of North Dakota, but to dig into the first part of October and still have the teal around some of the local ducks and geese around, that's definitely a bonus. So far, so good, Mike.
When is it? How long are they going to stick around? If you have teal sticking around in October, it's all dependent on the weather. If you have teal sticking around in October, I mean, it's been a nice September then, because teal, if they just get a little, if it gets below 50, teal are going, all right, I'm out. I'm going to Mexico. See you guys later. They're gone. I mean, they're the first birds to leave.
And you can still see some doves around, which can be even a little bit more finicky than blue-winged teal. So we're living on borrowed teal hunters. Yeah. You're on borrowed time. Anytime you're hunting teal into the second week in October, definitely you're fortunate.
And by the way, there's always a handful of mourning doves that stick around as long as they possibly can. And sometimes throughout the winter, because last year... This is true. Late November, early December, I was out in my front yard or my backyard, looked under the deck, and right there on the rocks underneath my deck was a mourning dove, frozen solid in the sitting position on my rocks. Poor guy must have been looking for some warmth or something, went and sat on my rocks, sat there overnight, woke up, I picked him up, he was as rock solid as one of the rocks itself.
He'll never do that again.
No, he won't. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, and Tom Wynn and Friend on KFGO. He's with us for one more segment here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Rain is a good thing.